Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey and state in national opinion in national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I am registered to vote, yes.
All right. Will that be as a Republican?
Does it matter?
Oh, this survey is regarding Republican voters, so we just like to make sure that if you're registered as a Republican in Maryland.
Okay, so what's the survey about before I answer yes or no to that?
Yes, again, my name is Jenny from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues.
State and national issues?
Correct. We can start with the survey. If at any point you do not like to continue, you can just let me know. But in order to start with it, we need to make sure that if you are registered as a Republican in Maryland.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Your answers are confidential and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote. Likely to vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
I'm planning on voting, yes. I want to say definitely.
I appreciate it. I am going to read you the name of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you then to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Donald Trump. Do you recognize that name?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. How about Larry Hogan? Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
Okay. And your opinion is favorable or unfavorable?
Neutral to unfavorable.
Okay, would that be neutral or
unfavorable? I'll say neutral for now.
Okay, how about Robin Ficker?
Favorable, very favorable.
All right, and lastly, Chris Chafee?
I don't recognize that name.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Can you tell me a little bit about that person?
We do not. We will be talking about him later on the survey. I will give you some more information about him. As of right now, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Probably Robin Ficker.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I'm opposed to it right now.
Okay. Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I don't know about that one. I'm neutral on that one.
All right. If you had to choose, you can choose between strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed.
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? You can choose between very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first issue is economy issues, inflation, family budget, and debt. How important is that to you when deciding who to vote for?
Strongly important.
Very
important.
Okay. How about securing and protecting our southern border?
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
Very important.
Energy independence for this country?
Very important.
Job creation and economy development?
Very important.
I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a bit information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Thicker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does not make any difference to you?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
You just said more likely. That was my answer.
Uh-huh.
More
yes.
likely.
Yes, between more likely, I also have much more likely or somewhat likely.
You didn't say that at the beginning, ma'am. You got to let me know up front.
Oh, yes.
Just say, okay, it's more likely. Okay? Strongly more likely, whatever the heck that first one is.
Thank you, and I apologize. In this case, the options will be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. I apologize for that. Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Yes. Much more likely.
Much more likely, okay? Robin Thicker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make
much
you
more likely?
I appreciate it. Now I'm going to.
Trying to be rude. I'm just trying to move along with this because I'm getting ready to do some stuff here.
Oh, so. I understand. Oh, it's about 2 more minutes. I'm doing this as fast as I can.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read you a bit information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference. Again, on this one, it will be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference.
Okay.
Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. How do you feel on this one? Much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you...
Strongly disagree with that.
All right. And this one will be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
I appreciate it. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down business, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat less likely, so much less likely to vote for him, or no difference?
Much less likely.
I appreciate it. I'd like to ask you again, if May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Probably Robin Thicker.
Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or conservative Republican?
I am an American. One strongly American, veteran American Republican.
All right.
I don't know if that helps you out, but that's how I feel about that.
All right. The options that I have on this one is a moderate Republican or conservative Republican.
Probably conservative.
Thank you. Would you say you are a very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 or older.
Thank you. And just to confirm, your gender?
Male.
I appreciate it. These were all the questions that I had for you today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. You have a great day, too.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye.